In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the parable about seeds and weeds. And even though today's reading was not the seeds and weeds parable itself, today's reading was our Lord's words in private to his disciples explaining this parable that truly puzzled them. For in it, he not only allowed his own dear, precious seeds to grow up alongside Satan's weeds, he required that we do the same. This is the scenario. Our Lord sits the men down, but he did not initiate it. They did. They called the meeting because they were confused by this seeds and weeds parable. And it's really not surprising that everyone was confused by this parable, because in our Lord's previous parable, he called the seed the Word of God, and the hearts of people the field. You see, if the seed is misunderstood, it's impossible to understand the parable's teaching correctly. And that's why they asked for this meeting. So our Lord, the ever-patient shepherd, talks them through the parable with seven clear points. One, the sower of the good seed is Christ himself. And two, the field is the world. The good seed is the children of the kingdom. Four, the weeds are sons of the evil one. Five, the sower of the weeds is the evil one himself. Six, the harvest is the close of the age. And seven, the reapers are angels sent by Christ. Now, the ubiquitous Lutheran question, what does this mean? I warn you that the answer is not easy for me to preach, and it is not easy for you to hear. For the answer is that the seeds and the weeds will always be mixed, and they are to remain that way. They are to remain that way out of God's love and compassion for the weeds, that they might yet repent. And we're not to get in the way. They're also to remain that way so that we, the wheat, will not be hurt by some reckless cultivating process. So the seeds and the weeds are planted together. They grow up together. They look alike. And at times they even act alike as they live and they work together in the church. But they are planted by opposites, and they are opposites. Whoever said that understanding the kingdom would be easy? From this private meeting with our Lord about seeds and weeds, we all end up sitting at his feet to learn how absolute opposites are to live together in his kingdom according to his will. How we are to act toward heretics and false teachers bearing the Christian name planted in our midst by Satan. Now, it's an understatement to say that Luther was not soft on heretics and false teachers, so I thought you should hear what he preached on this text. Luther said, "We are not to uproot or destroy them. Here our Lord publicly says that both should grow together. We have to do here with God's word alone. For in this matter, He who errs today may find the truth tomorrow. Who knows when the word of God may touch his heart? Our own scholar in residence on the Gospel of Matthew has this to say. The intent of this parable cannot be used to support a doctrine of the invisible church, because the householder does not dispute the servant's discovery of the weeds growing among the wheat. Neither does it allow for rampant antinomianism among Jesus' followers, because Jesus commissions Peter to remove those who break faith with the church. Thus, the parable might best be taken as a caution against judging the motives of others based on appearances. Better to suffer the presence of unbelievers masquerading as believers than to chance removing believers. So the seeds planted by Christ, for them the gospel abounds in this parable. For we are sown by him. We had nothing to do with it. There's no insecurity here for us. We are his. We simply continue to live in the richness of our baptismal waters on into eternity, with a lavishing of all the protection, blessings, and his presence that we will need along the way. And the law for us here is to leave judgment in these matters with God and his reapers. But for the weeds planted by the evil one, law abounds here. For everything is at stake for them. They are the children of the evil one, but it is never too late. Meanwhile, the church fervently prays that they will repent and follow the good and patient shepherd waiting for them. These are matters that we have to commend to God. While the weeds may give us fits, and they will, they also build us up as disciples under the cross. We pray for a rich measure of God's guidance, strength, and wisdom to live side by side with the weeds planted in our midst as he would have us live. And by his grace, may those weeds make us a crop of wheat even more beautiful to behold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.